Let's catch up with the CEO of Bullock Shire, Anthony Judd, to have a chat about what's happening in that shire. Anthony, good morning to you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Robert. How are you?
Very well indeed. So you've got a new mayor.
Yeah, we do. We do. We had our elections for mayor last week, and Councillor Darryl Warren is our new mayor for a 12-month period. Councillor Warren, he's in his second term of councillor, and he's got an interesting story, actually. He was involved in the original Hobsons Bay and Bullock Shire Friendship Alliance, and so it all spawned from that, and he subsequently moved up to Bullock and has now become a councillor with Bullock, and a mayor. So, yeah, look forward to working with Councillor Warren, and I'm sure he'll represent the community really well.
Yeah, fantastic, and congratulations to him. That is that's great news. Now, the Rex Theatre in Charlton, a bit of money coming your way to look after that.
Yeah, it's this is a great facility for anyone who's been to the Rex in Charlton. It's an amazing community facility. Some years ago, the community actually did a big fundraising push and purchased it, got it back in the hands of community ownership. So council aren't the owners; it's the community, and it's the most amazing Art Deco cinema. And people, when they walk in, are awe inspired, really. And until you walk out the back where the toilets are, and it all sort of falls a little bit flat then. Right. Out of the budget, the community is really lucky to score $800,000 to do sort of back of stage work, accessible toilets, and a range of different things. And that'll help with live events. So they've held the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They've held David Helfcott, the piano player from Shine. So yes, he was up, I think, last year. So they've had some amazing live events, but it sort of does hinder change rooms and back of stage operations. So this will, I guess, add to that experience and hopefully bring more live shows out to our region, out to our areas, which the community really love. And when they happen, they get around them. But add to the venue's ability to cater for events like that.
Yeah. So it is government money literally going down the toilet. Hey. But in a good way,
like
in a good way. Now, and finally, what does the state budget mean for you guys in Bullock Shire?
Yeah, so we've been poring over the budget documents, and there's a lot of different initiatives in there, and most of them pretty good for regions and rural communities. So, it seems to be a lot of money for tourism and more infrastructure, particularly around tourism. So I think on the whole, what the budget means is that we certainly need to get our advocacy really strong and get our projects lined up, because there's going to be a range of different grant funds that will come out and some new ones, I think, that will come out where we can put a hand up for our community. So certainly around tourism and the traditional regional development Victoria programs as well, which is really pleasing. We weren't sure whether they would be in there, but that's really pleasing, and they're so important for the sporting facilities and for the streetscape upgrades and for the community facility upgrades as well. There's a big push on social housing, and you would have seen this. Some of the councils and some of the local government areas had a minimum spend allocated to their area. So I think Bendigo certainly had a really big amount for social housing development over the coming 4 years. There's none in Bullock, so we've got to get active and be talking to everyone, because there is a need, and we see that need very regularly here. So, so we'll be doing some work on that. Mobile black spots and improvements to broadband and all those issues, which is so critical up here. And also some funding around kinders, which is very important too in early years, and after school childcare, which is great. So, overall, a really good opportunity for our communities to put their projects forward, and hopefully we can get some of that funded in the next 12 to 18 months.
Beautiful stuff. Mate, as always, Anthony, great to chat. Thanks for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good luck. Cheers.